what is really happening this morning, bro.
Every time I think about that, I think like the Beatles in the flop hat. They just flop hat, just, you know, like, just retro. Every time I hear that, I just think just retro.
I think Andre 3000.
Yeah, Jackie know about retro.
Yeah, yeah.
She know about retro. She know about retro.
Yeah. All right. Jay taught me all about it.
Oh, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jackie.
What up, Ro-Ro?
All good, all good, all good. Hey, this week I got this email. You know, they sent these emails around to all of us yesterday, and I said, wow, we got to get this woman on. There's a cafeteria school cafeteria manager in Missouri at an elementary school. She didn't want this young man to be bullied, so she started providing him free, you know, lunches, because she said, look, the kid, otherwise he would be eating a cheese sandwich, other kids would mess with him, and they fired her.
What?
They fired her because of, and I said, you know what, we got to talk to Diane Brame. We got to talk to Diane Brame to find out what the deal was, and she actually joins us right now. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you're working at the school in Missouri. It's elementary school. You see this young man, and he for some reason, he could not be a part of the free lunch program. And you decided to have some compassion and hook the little man up, hook the student up, right?
Yes.
So explain us, you know, what happened. What was the deal?
Well, I got caught breaking the rules and regulations. And I was justifiably, as well as admittedly, terminated for breaking my contract with the company that I work for, which now has reinstated me. Mm-hmm. You know, we came to amicable agreements about the situation, and I'm doing well.
You admit breaking the rules, but your deal was, look, he was a needy student. You really didn't want this kid to get bullied by other students, because had he not gotten the free lunch you provided, the rules were all he would get was a cheese sandwich.
And white milk, that's correct.
A cheese sandwich and white milk, and you said, they're going to dog this poor little kid, so let me go ahead and help him out. How long were you providing him the free lunches?
About 2 months.
And that came up to be about how much money?
I'd say it lunches $250 a day, maybe $80, $90.
$250 a day. And so another worker told on you.
That's true.
Another worker told on you, and that's how you got busted. But when they fired you, you immediately broke the rules. But, man, when the media got a hold of this story, boy, that caused the company to say, we might want to reassess, right?
Exactly.
So talk about that. Were you shocked that this story just went national and it was on local news? Rebecca Roberts was a local reporter who talked about it, but it went national. And, man, you've been the talk of the country.
Do you say, was I shocked? I'm overwhelmed. I'm a pea that fell down a hill, and now it's an avalanche-sized snowball. So, yes, I don't think that shock is a good enough word for what I've been feeling.
Now,
I never would have imagined.
Now, they told you that you could transfer to another school, but what, your husband recently passed away and this school is within walking distance of your home?
Right.
And so you decided to stay there.
And rest assured that the school, I don't work for the school, I do not work for Webster Groves, which is getting bombarded with ugly mail via, what is it, Facepage, blogs.
Facebook, right.
Oh, thank you. I don't know anything about that. And I feel badly for my school district being on blast, because they had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
You work for a private company that provides school lunches and the workers to Hudson Elementary School in Webster Groves, Missouri.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And so obviously because of this, folks have been, so according to you, they've been blowing up the school and they're saying, look, hey, this woman deserves to get her job back. But really, you were being a good Samaritan because you were looking out for this young man because you didn't want him to get bullied.
Well, that's where my heart was. Yes, true. Yeah, very true.
Miss Diane, if you had the chance to do it all over again, if it came down to it, would you do it all over again?
I would never see a kid homeless. Never. Never. Yes.
Now, I got to ask you this. Any more kids asking for the hookup?
I'm sorry?
Since you've been back, any other kids asking for the hookup? Because, like, Jay Anthony, if he was there, he probably say,
man, if it wasn't for the cafeteria lady, man, I'd be dead right now.
Stop, Jay Anthony, stop it.
Thank you. You know what gets me rolling,
Yeah.
As much food as cafeteria workers steal, I can't understand why they give this lady.
Oh, we don't steal that food. No, no, I didn't, stop.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. All right.
What?
Okay.
Well, Diane, first of all, I wanted to have you on because we wanted to thank you publicly to all of our listeners because you were doing the right thing. You didn't want this kid to go hungry. You didn't want the kid to get bullied. We're thankful that with the media, you got your job back, and you keep it up and just, again, be blessed and have a great Christmas.
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
All right,
Diane,
Christmas.
Take care. And get to
Merry
work,
Christmas.
Diane. Don't be late to work.
I get some of them mashed potatoes. Ain't no more. Cafeteria lady. All right, way to go, Miss Diane. Stand your ground.